It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got Megan Marshall in with Price City, and something good is always going down if Megan's coming in. And we're talking, of course, now about Ren Fest or Renaissance Fest. What is the proper pronunciation?
Depends on how casual and if you're talking to royalty or not. Yeah.
Very good point. But this is coming up April 26th, 27th. It's bigger. It's better than last year, if that's possible. Lots of great things, and it's even taken up more space. We've got Megan in here to talk all about it, give us some highlights. Megan, how are you?
Oh, man, huzzah. Dave, I am so excited.
Rues the day, doesn't it?
That's right.
So last year's Ren Festival was awesome. Lots of great things, lots of people brought into the area, and you're like, I think we can do better.
I think we can do better.
And this year, it sounds kind of like you have. You know, usually you'll come in and we'll talk about looking for people to come and be vendors and things like that. Mm-hmm. How are you doing on vendors this year?
I have sold out twice, Dave, from vendors all over the country, if you can believe it. And by twice, I mean because we had to increase the number of booth spaces to accommodate the huge demand. And now we have a standby list of at least a dozen vendors just this morning. And we've still got, you know, a month and a half to go. The interest for this has spread all over the U.S., and we're expecting a huge turnout.
It's turned out unbelievable. In fact, you had to take up another park this year also, didn't you?
Yep. We are proud to take up Pioneer Park as well. We have the movie in the park over there again, but up in the trees, it's gorgeous setting. It's perfect. We're going to have a ton of kids activities up there, more vendor booths in the street. It's going to be so much fun.
All right, so let's talk about it, and let's get kind of somewhat of a schedule. I know it's early still, but everything starts on April 26th, correct?
Correct. 4 p.m. April 26th. That's a Friday. That's when all of the activities start. We've got the royalty parade to kick things off with, and then some amazing headlining entertainers. There's something going on the stage all the time, as well as secondary stages and entertainers just roaming around the parks, engaging with the audience.
Now, I know a big draw last year was the fire performers. Are they coming back?
They're coming back bigger and better.
See what I'm saying? And then, of course, we do have Castle Valley Community Theater there.
Yep, yep. They're bringing back a wonderful Shakespearean comedy. You don't want to miss that.
And then one of the best parts, I mean, they've got dancers. They've got the fire eaters and the jugglers and all that cool stuff like that. The jousting.
We've got the junior jousting for the kids, which is always a blast to watch. And then we have the Salt Lake City Crusaders coming back bigger and better for their armored combat, which is amazing.
It really is, because this is no joke.
No.
This is the real deal. We're talking possible concussions and things like that. So that's coming, and that will be a part of it. And as you said, the movie, that's new this year, right? The movie?
We're doing The Princess Bride, a free movie in the park on Friday night, as well as A King's Feast on Friday night. Now, that's a ticketed event for a full dinner with special VIP entertainment. So we've got more details on that to come. But we've got several new activities, several new entertainers, stilt walkers, jugglers. We've got giant dragon puppets that are coming in, leather workers, blacksmiths, you name it. It's going to be there.
So much fun. Get on out. Have a great time doing all this. And I know that we're forgetting something, because we've got to talk about that there will be plenty of food there.
Right? So much food.
That's where my mind goes.
So much food. I tripled the number of food spaces, and they filled up very quickly. It's a huge variety of delicious food, and there will be enough turkey legs.
Honestly, that's all that matters. If you got enough turkey legs, everything's going to be fine. So once again, get ready. Maybe don't eat the week before.
Right?
I'm not saying that that's healthy, but I'm just saying don't eat the week before. April 26th and 27th, it is Renfest going on. Two parks this year. You're going to be in Washington Park, Pioneer Park. They're going to close off the street between the two of them. Huge, huge vendor market this year. Lots of great stuff going on. If anybody needs more information, where's the best place to look, Megan?
Jump on Price City website, pricecityutah.com. That go to the events tab. It'll take you right to the Renaissance Festival information and the after parties, the final finale, entertainment. These shows are things that this community hasn't seen before, so you don't want to miss it.
It's amazing. And you know what? Try and be there. If it is all humanly possible, you should be there for this. Megan, we'll have you in, I'm sure, one more time to talk about this, kind of get everybody pumped up when you kind of solidify your schedule a little bit. I know there's things you like to keep under wraps and keep secret, and you can do that, but we'll have you in one more time the closer that it gets, okay?
I appreciate that.
All right, we're talking with Megan Marshall about RenFest coming up April 26th and 27th. Go on to PriceCityUtah.com for all the information. It should be there. You can get everything you need, and it's going to be fun. It really is. If it's anything like last year's, you're going to have a blast if you've never been. So head on up there for that one. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.